What kind of call would you make to horses to get them in from the pasture?
I just call them poor, and say some sort of noise like that. And they on to it, they come to like before they would call you, you know. Mm-hmm. You hear them quicker, way old as them are. They be coming.
Okay. What kind of calls would you make to start the horses, to urge them to go on?
Tell them to come up.
Okay. What kind of call would you make to stop the horses?
You tell them whoa or who I want.
All right. Oh, go ahead.
You tell them whoa or who, and then he'll go ahead on. You know what you mean? It's like till you say you raise your yoke still, you know? You tell them whoa coming. After right, you had to go back, you had to go to the left, you know. And he can let it like you go walking along the other, you can move your hand. I hold a mill over the cows that way, and I have a plow them that way.
Mm-hmm. What kind of calls would you make to pigs at feeding time?
You call them pigs.
Okay. What kind of calls would you make to sheep to get them in from the pasture?
Well, I ain't never raised none of them. I don't know how to get them up.
You don't?
I ain't never had nothing to do with no sheep, no use of goats.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of them raised around here, but I know that. You know how people call them up and got them back to the house, something like that.
Okay. What kind of calls would you make to chickens at feeding time?
You call them chicken, something like that.
Okay. I'd like you to complete part of the sentence for me. If you are wanting to fix the horses so that they are attached to the wagon, you would say, I want to do what to the horses?
I want you to drive them.
Well, what is the apparatus called that you put on the horse? I'm going
your
to
harness.
Harness the horse. Okay, is there any other words that you may use for that?
You call them gear. You're going to harness and gear.
Harness and
gear. Call them one thing like that. Them the three things you're going to hold.
Okay.
Or you're going to need.
Okay. Do you have distinctions for the line for driving, plowing, and riding a horse? Can you tell me if there's difference, what the differences are between that?
No, I can't tell the difference. It's just called how you got in broke train to ride. You got in train to ride, to walk, you can train to run, you can train to trot, and you can train when you put up your rein on, run to run. He didn't put it up tight, he jumped. If you got him trained now, he jumped out through that window there.
Okay, well, that's part of it. But what when you are holding on to that piece, say you're on the horse, what do you call
you,
that?
You're holding bridle rein.
Okay. You might say that you're holding on to the?
To the rein.
Okay. What do you call, when you're on the horse, what do you call the places where you put your feet?
Stub.
Okay. What do you call the terms, all right, excuse me, I'd like you to finish a sentence here. You're going to tell somebody about how far something is away from you. And you see that it's only a short distance away, and you say to that person, oh, it's just a
few miles or something like that, a short way, something like that, a long way.